Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It is the morning show with John and Hugh. The news, you get sidetracked on all the fact. They look good on Facebook. They look good on regular TV.
They won.
They look good everywhere. And it is all over. But the shout, and it is a done deal. Philadelphia Phillies have collapsed. As a matter of fact, they've so collapsed, the Washington Nationals are going to finish in second place. That's how much the Phillies are going to end up in third. The Phillies are just totally, totally collapsing.
What's that?
Magic number.
Again?
Magic number.
Well, I had a debate about the magic number last night. I'm trying to explain to people it's actually 10, not 11, but that's all right. I mean, I'm not going to get into it. It's baseball magic.
You know what?
MLB says 10.
From now on.
It's actually
like,
9,
until
not 10.
They actually clinch and win the division.
Yeah.
I kind of like that drop.
Magic number.
I really like that drop.
Well, here's the magic number. Just, you know, win tomorrow night against the Nats. I mean, you know, they're just starting to tick people off. I mean, when I say tick people off, not make them mad. Tick them off the List here. They're about to knock off everybody and win the East. Because this is a foregone conclusion at this point. You know, the Braves are going to win it. It's almost like there's no way they can't.
They should.
I mean,
they definitely should.
They'd have to lose all their remaining games and then have one of the other two teams play above 500 baseball for them not to win the division, which is probably not going to happen. I'm just guessing. It better not happen. So the Braves are just now preparing for, can they make a run at the Cubs to get the number one seed? That's going to be the next focus, Hugh.
Yeah.
Can you become the number one seed and get the NLCS? Should you make it? Okay. I'm just trying to be reasonable here. But should you make it, can you get the number one seed?
That's reasonable.
At Central Park. But do you even want it? Because the Braves are so much better on the road than they are at home.
Well, I think for health issues. This is where, for me, it's kind of you're a little torn. Because in football, you want to get that rest. You want that bye week because you want to be able to rest. You want to get the number one seed for the same exact reason. You would think you want to rest, guys. But the flip side of that, and I think more so in baseball than in football, but both, really, it's rest versus rust. You know what I mean?
Well, it's also, home cooking versus being in a hotel.
Yeah, yeah, that too. But you also want to, when you're hot, you almost don't want to stop playing because you're hot.
Right. So, and the Braves are hot. For all the teams that we have had that should have won, I mean, we all know that between 1991 and 2005, the Braves won one World Series, and we all know, even John Smoltz has admitted it to us. Of course, he knows too. I mean, no, Tom Glavine would tell you, Maddox, they'd all tell you. I mean, how did we win one World Series? One? Are you kidding me? We should have won 5, 6, 7. I mean, that team was that good, but whatever. As it turns out, they won one. And so I said, this is the gods of sports are going to pay back this town, which has been so heartbroken over the course of time, and they're going to give us a team that for no reason whatsoever is suddenly going to win a title out of nowhere. That's this team. That's right now. This team has got – there is something bonded on this team – you know, Hugh, that is there. I want to ask you a question. Forget about all of the negatives, the deficits, the potentials that could go wrong here, right? Or even forget about the so-called limitations of this team. Do you think that inside this team that they don't think that they can't have something special going on? Don't you think that there's something different about this club?
I think that they feel that way. I think that they're playing like that. And for them, the sky's the limit. It's almost like this, John. When I look at this team play now, it's like, hey, let's see how far we can take this thing.
Mm-hmm.
No expectations, because you don't want to put yourself in a position where, you want to guard against getting your feelings hurt. And I think that's how most fans are in situations like this, especially when you've exceeded expectations for this season. So you're kind of guarded with your feelings. And you're enjoying it, but you also know that when you look at this team, and it's been said on more than one occasion that they do have deficiencies. They have deficiencies when you're talking about making it all the way to the World Series, realistically.
Mm-hmm.
And your bullpen is the biggest deficiency that you think about. Now, they're playing great defense. And right now, their pitching is good enough to win you some games. There's no question about that. But I still go back to the Boston Red Sox series, and, you know, who knows? That might be the team. That might be an indicator of who you might play. They play almost flawless, mistake-free baseball, and when you make a mistake, that's when they capitalize on those.
Oh, no question. I think the Boston Red Sox have proven time and again they are the best team in baseball during the regular season this year. And the American League is loaded with great teams. I mean, the Houston Astros are defending champions for a reason. The Yankees have scuffled a little bit, but they're still a great baseball team. No, I mean, there's great teams out there. But does anybody in the National League really, on its level, does anybody in the National League scare you? I mean, there are challenges. I mean, the Dodgers and the Rockies and the Cubs, they would be challenges. But do they scare you?
Yeah,
no.
But you can on the other side of the spectrum, that, John, you can look at it and say, okay, maybe this is a down year for the National League because you have so many teams that this late in the season have not been able to separate themselves.
Right.
And some people look at it like this. You might look at it like the NL, whoever comes out of the NL and makes it to the World Series will potentially be the sacrificial lamb.
Maybe,
and that might be the case.
And that may be the case unless the Cleveland Indians make it to the World Series, and the Cleveland Indians are the runaway winners in the American League Central. But I don't know. The point is that no matter what happens with the Braves, Hugh, from this point on, I'm not – unlike other years, between – again, I go back to that run – we'll just focus on the Braves. Forget about the Falcons for a minute. Forget about the Hawks.
Mm-hmm.
Forget about everything else that's gone wrong in this town. Let's just talk about the Braves. 91 to 2005, those you know, the 14 division titles in 15 years. I was heartbroken when they lost to the Twins in the World Series in 92. I was heartbroken when Joe Carter and Dan Gladden and Ed Sprague and Martinez and everything else, you know, everything else that went wrong in the Yankees series that they should have won. I mean, I was heartbroken through all these series that they just gagged away and killed. This team, I have none of that will exist. No matter, they could flame out and get beat in the first three games of the opening round against, I don't know, the Dodgers or something, who the hell knows, and be done. You know, I mean, they're gone, you know, but I'm not going to be heartbroken about it because they have so far exceeded expectations. What is your term, house money?
House money.
That's what I got. So why not shoot for the stars if you're playing with house money?
I agree. I totally agree, John. I just don't, knowing you like I do, I don't think it's going to be that cut and dry for you. I think that you're going to go through some emotional withdrawal if they do go out, if they have this great run towards the end of the season and they do flame out that way. I don't think it's going to happen that way. But I think the best way to approach this whole situation is to enjoy the ride. That's the biggest thing. Now again, if they make it to the World Series, I'll be out there front and center and I'll be happy and happy for the city. But I think the biggest thing you have to take from this is enjoy the ride. Enjoy what's happening right now.
I hate you, AT. Why did you have to bring that name back? You just got. What did you get in my ear and say? You said Jim, a curse word.
Jim Larritz.
That's a curse word. Because not only did he do it to us, but he a jerk. Right? I'm just talking on a personal level.
So strong.
Jim Larritz is not a good guy. I had a run-in with Jim Larritz in San Diego. So did a lot of the members when I was out there. Not a happy camper.
Really?
Not a good guy.
He did have a troubled afterlife, though.
Yeah, he did. And I don't mean that. But anyway, though, yeah, for all the disappointment of the Braves. But, you know, the thing is that, you know, one of the other things we said was, and AT and I were talking about it, hey, listen, what the hell? Again, we're playing with house money. Let's dream as big as we could possibly dream. Let's say the Braves win the World Series. What do they do for a parade? And it was like we were talking about this off the air because D made a great point, too. You know, I mean, you got to end up, don't you have to end up at SunTrust Park, right? And if but you can't just do it in the Battery.
you're going to end up in SunTrust Park from downtown Atlanta? That's one heck of a parade route. What are you going to do down some of the side streets and stuff?
Well, Dee's point was you could like start in Buckhead, right? And come down with the buses and
start
then turn.
Start in Buckhead?
Yeah, start in Buckhead and then turn up Northside Drive and take Northside Drive up to the ballpark. And just take Northside Drive all the way up to the.
Or you wouldn't even have to do that. Just stop it at some point in Atlanta and then get on buses and then you have a ceremony.
Or if you're really feeling adventurous, just go on up the highway. Go 75.
Take your peach pass.
Hey, just go up the highway. Forget it. It's a World Series. Go for it. Do that.
Braves are off today. Then the final homestand of the regular season begins tomorrow, and it's a hell of a pitching matchup tomorrow night. Julio Teheran against Max Scherzer, and the Nats come in pretty hot. They have just swept the Phillies, and maybe second place. By the way, I really believe that the Nats, let me get the latest wild card standings in the National League, because I think the Nats are thinking, could we have something miraculous happen for us? Because I think they're thinking this with the sweep of the Phillies. They're about to move into second place in the NL East. They're not going to catch the Braves, but the wild card standings of the National League show the Nationals, okay, they're seven games out of the National League wild card at the moment. Now, that's probably an impossible feat, but what the heck? The Nationals are probably thinking, we got to win out. We got to win our last 16 games.
And they're probably thinking, John, they're trying to spoil it for you. They're trying to spoil your homecoming.
Oh, I'm sure of that.
You know, and it's like, hey, anybody but the Braves. They're probably thinking that way. They might be able okay with the Phillies winning the division. You never know. I mean, but if I'm in a position of if I'm a Washington Nationals player, that's what I'm thinking. I'm trying to play spoiler.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's how I'm ending my season. If I'm not going anywhere, I'm going to try to make it as hard for everybody else. I know somebody has to win the division, but I'm going to try to make it as hard for you as I possibly can.
Right. And so the Nationals come in, and I've been wanting for a long time for the Braves to have a rival. A true rival, kind of, you know. Again, the only team in town that has what I consider a true rival is the Falcons with Swamp People. But aside from that, you know, the Braves have really. I mean, at different times they've had heated debates with teams like the Mets and the Dodgers and whatnot. But a real rival, and so ever since the Nats came into existence, I've been hoping that maybe that could become a true rivalry between Washington and Atlanta. It hadn't really developed into that yet. But who knows? Maybe that could be something down the road.
I always felt it was when I was in Philadelphia, I always thought it was Phillies and Atlanta was the biggest rival. It just felt to me that way from the Philly side. So
that Atlanta was a bigger rival than say the Mets for them.
Well, you know, nobody likes the Mets, but to me it felt like a little bit more of a rival between Philly and Atlanta.
Well, and by the way, before you Atlanta United fans go sour on me about Orlando City, I'll consider Orlando City a rival the first time they actually win a game. You got to win.
No, you got to consider that a rival the way that they acted.
Well, the way they acted, but.
Yeah, they acted like a donkey. They acted definitely a donkey. And, you know, when you're throwing water bottles on the field, then you definitely, that's definitely a rival.
But back to the Braves here for a second. You know, there's no reason, I don't think people should be worried about being reasonable or realistic about what the Braves' chances are. You might as well push all in on 32 black. I mean, just go ahead and just, you know, throw it all in on the table there.
No, I mean, I get that. And
there's nothing to lose here.
No, and I get that. My man Ezekiel on Twitter, shout out to my man Ezekiel Love on Twitter. He feels the same way that you do, John. But I just feel like, you know, we were having conversations a few weeks ago about how this team is built and the deficiencies that they have.
Mm-hmm.
You can mask those deficiencies, but we saw what happens when you play against a real good season team.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Boston Red Sox,
right?
But it's nothing wrong with striving to be in the World Series. That I'm not arguing that point. But realistically, when you look at that, that's potentially what you're looking at. That's going to be your matchup.
Maybe, but again, we don't know what Boston's even going to come out
correct.
Of the American League.
Correct.
Again, it could be Cleveland. I mean, it could be Houston. I mean, you don't know. You don't know yet.
It's a coin flip. That's why you got to get in first. You get in first, and then all bets off. Anything can happen.
Right. And you know, hopefully at some point, I keep waiting for Vizcaino, for Reuters to get back and be healthy so that, you know, he comes back. They got to close. So one thing is true about the Braves. Well, a couple things are true about the Braves. One, they don't care. That's what I love about this team. They're just playing with, hey, what the hell? And the second thing is true is that defense, they may be, I don't know, I'd have to go look at the defensive stand. They are a special defensive team.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.